Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we conclude this week's focus on the week's prayer guide on a better kingdom. And today we're looking at the topic of a kingdom that is near. As John the Baptist came onto the scene and was preaching the good news, preparing the way for Jesus, he warns people or tells people, however you want to look at it, that the kingdom of God was near. To repent because of the nearness of that kingdom. I think for many people, we really like the idea of God's kingdom being near to us, or of us being near to it. We look at the world we live in, we look at the communities and the way life has become. And we long for something better. We long for a better kingdom, a heavenly kingdom. But I'm not so sure we like the connection that John made of our need to repent because that kingdom is near. You see, because this coming kingdom, this kingdom of heaven, this kingdom that God has asked us to pray that would be here on earth just as it is in heaven, is a kingdom that requires we repent. It requires we change our mind, our hearts, our direction of life. As I put together this prayer guide and focused on this idea of a better kingdom, the upcoming election or the ongoing election, however you want to look at it, with the early voting that has been taking place and giving people the opportunity to cast a vote, it becomes very clear that people are looking for something better. And while we have differing ideas at times on what that looks like and what it ought to be, I think for the most part, people really desire a better kingdom, a better country, a better community, a better life. And while it's so easy to get caught up in what the other side is doing wrong, regardless of what side we want to claim ourselves to be on, for the most part, their intent is to make things better. Oh, maybe not for everyone. They're not. I'm not sure they're intentionally leaving people out, but they have a group of people that they want to make things better for. But God's kingdom is a kingdom that says it can be better for everyone. But it requires we repent. It requires we change. It requires we submit to the king of this kingdom. I wonder what would change in your life and in my life if we lived with an awareness of God's kingdom being near. If we took that model prayer that Jesus taught us to pray like, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If we took that seriously, I've said this before, is that when I teach using that passage, I'll often ask, how do you suppose God's will is done in heaven? I I have to suspect that it's done immediately. It's done perfectly. It's done without complaint. It's done joyfully. And then I ask, is that how we do His will here on earth? Immediately. Completely, joyfully, submissively. And yet Jesus says, pray like this. Pray that God's will would be done, that His kingdom comes on earth just like it is in heaven. I have no idea when we'll get final results of on election day, Tuesday, whether we'll have any knowledge at the end of the day of who wins in a variety of races, or whether it will take longer. I read this morning that Texas alone has had more early voters than the total number of voters in the 2016 election. And some people look at that and they're appalled. I look at it and say, good. People that are willing to say, this is important to me. Now, I don't know who they're voting for or what issues are important to them. And while I would hope and pray that the issues that I believe in and that are important to me would be the same ones that they pursue, I don't know that. But regardless of who wins the election, regardless of when that knowledge is made known, I live in a different kingdom. And I will continue to pray that I am allowed and able to live a peaceful and quiet life that can represent Jesus well, regardless of who's president. You see, that's what God calls us to do as Christians. One of the things that I've disliked as long as I can remember about the election season is that it seems nobody does anything good. It seems all that we hear about is how terrible the other person is. There's no one to vote for based on their qualities. They want us to vote for them because the other candidate is a horrible person. And it obviously comes from every side that I've seen. And God's kingdom says it's not like that. We repent. We tell the truth. We speak good words of one another. We lift up one another. We encourage one another. We seek what is best for the needs of others, even over our own. You see, I have a candidate that I would vote for, but they're not running. The candidates that I've always been drawn to, it seems, never have what it takes to survive in our country's current political system. And so I have to sort through the garbage and determine who will best defend the rights of those that have not yet been born. And that's my primary, as I've said before, they're the ones with no voice. Yes, there are many others who are oppressed, who are mistreated. And even though their voices are probably not listened to all that much, they still have a voice. But the babies don't. And so I speak and I cast my vote for them. But God's bigger than a president. He's bigger than a governor. He's bigger than a representative or a senator. And who, regardless of who ends up in office, I continue to cry out to God to raise up a champion for lives that are being ended. Today, as we pray, I would ask that you would look into your life. Ask God to help you to see what preparations need to be made yet for a kingdom that is near. For any areas of repentance that needs to take place. To prepare your life for that kingdom. To prepare to live as a better citizen of a better kingdom. And as you vote, if you've not yet done so, pray that God would help you to honor and to pray for those who are elected, no matter what. And pray that your life would reflect Jesus. In the midst of all of this world's turmoil, in the midst of all of this world's hatred, may you be a shining beacon of light and hope and peace. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You have called us to a better kingdom because it's a kingdom where you are king. It's a kingdom designed and created, built by you. And Father, as we recognize the nearness of this kingdom, may we repent. May we turn away from our selfishness of the things that we desire for our own good and benefit at the expense of others. Father, may we live as kingdom citizens now. May we do your will here on earth just as it's being done in heaven. May we represent your kingdom here just as it exists in heaven. Father, may we stay true to your word. May we pray for our leaders regardless of who they are. May we pray that your Spirit would move mightily to convict. That decisions would be made that would honor life. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, in our churches, our communities, our schools, I pray that they would recognize your call to repentance because of your kingdom being near to them. May we not get so caught up as adults in the affairs of this world that our children miss the better kingdom that they can be a part of. May our attitudes towards the way this country operates, the way this world operates, not to disillusion our children. May they see through us the hope that we live with because we're citizens of your kingdom. Father, I pray that in everything that we do, we would take the time to listen, to see the good that you're calling us to accomplish, to do with our life. And as we see it, Father, may we have the courage and strength to do it. May we learn to speak when we ought to speak, to be silent when we ought to be silent, to listen at all times. Father, today as we go about life, as we prepare today for our times of worship together, may the joy that we experience in your presence be multiplied when we experience that together with fellow believers. And may our worship gatherings be a taste of how near your kingdom is. Father, today may we represent Jesus well. May we lift him up in all ways possible so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Don't forget to set your clocks back today. Otherwise, you'll be an hour early to anything you've got planned tomorrow, which may not be a bad thing. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.